Welcome to the Perfume Making Podcast with me, Karen Gilbert. And in today's episode, we are diving into the world of bespoke perfumery. This is an area where artisan perfumers can really thrive and even get started without the initial risk and outlay of launching a whole perfume line. Bespoke perfumery is about creating custom fragrances that cater to specific preferences and desires of individuals or companies, fragrances that resonate with either their personal or their brand identity. It's not limited to individuals looking for a personal signature scent, though. Brands, corporates, and the hospitality sector are increasingly looking for fragrances that speak to their unique ethos and identity. Bespoke perfumery can apply to personal use, to corporate branding, and even in creating memorable experiences in hotels and spaces. So whether you are an experienced perfumer or just getting started, bespoke perfumery is a great opportunity to really get creative, to delve into the intricate world of scent, and most importantly, form deep personal connections through fragrance. So today we're going to be exploring the processes, the principles, and the pitfalls of bespoke perfumery. And we are going to confront some common challenges, and I will share some insights that will hopefully inspire you to pursue your own path in this personalized craft. So what actually is bespoke perfumery? So bespoke perfumery is essentially about creating custom fragrances, but let's get into what that really involves. So when we talk about bespoke, we are focusing on making a scent that is tailored to a specific brief. It's not just something that smells good to you personally. This process can vary a lot depending on your own creative approach and also what the client is looking for. It's a field that demands a mix of creativity, obviously technical skill, and the ability to really listen and understand what someone wants from their scent. So this approach to perfume making, I believe, is valuable in just about any context where you're making fragrances. It's an excellent skill set to develop, even if you don't plan on making perfumes one-on-one for clients in the future. Now, not every perfumer chooses to go down the bespoke path. It's a really personal choice, and it depends totally on how you like to work. But if you are just starting out, even creating custom fragrances for friends and family can be a really fantastic way to practice and refine your skills before you take on a wider market. And the demand for personalized products is increasing across all industries, not just perfumery. We live in a world where there is so much choice and accessibility that it is only natural for people to start looking for something that really stands out, something that is a lot more personal. Remember when you were a teenager wanting to wear the popular fragrance so you could fit in? As people grow up, their desire for uniqueness grows too. They want something that really sets them apart, a fragrance that no one else has. And this is where bespoke perfumery comes in. Bespoke fragrances aren't just for individuals looking to express their unique selves. They're also sought after by companies for corporate gifts, for brands looking to add a unique product to their line, and even hotels wanting a signature scent. This diversity in clientele shows just how wide the application of bespoke perfumery can be. So the types of bespoke perfumery can range from fully custom creations, so this is where every aspect of the fragrance is tailored to the client, to semi-bespoke, where maybe existing accords are pulled together and modified to suit the client's preferences. And there is also the option of just making small tweaks to an existing fragrance formulation, which can still provide a level of customization without the need for a fully bespoke service. So it works on many different levels. So where do you start with all this? Now, it is clear that bespoke perfumery presents a variety of challenges. So figuring out what pricing should be, to understanding the development process, and more importantly, managing client expectations. And these are common areas where I find people have a lot of questions, and they are also exactly what we're going to be diving into today. And by focusing on these challenges, I am going to aim to provide you with some insights and knowledge that you need to navigate the bespoke perfumery industry confidently. And for those of you who really want to learn this and go into this a lot more deeply, I do have a course called the Bespoke Perfumery Masterclass, which I will link in the show notes. So if you want to go further, have a look at that at the end. So why might you consider creating bespoke perfumes? So it is no secret that we are living in an age where personalization isn't just appreciated, it's almost expected. So from the coffee that we drink, with all of the little different modifications that we can have, to the playlists that we listen to, the demand for products that reflect our individuality is higher than ever. So fragrances are no exception to this trend. Think about it. The fragrances we choose to wear are a form of self-expression. They're a way to tell the world who we are without saying a word. And while there's obviously nothing wrong with mass market fragrances, there is a growing interest in scents that offer something more unique, more personal. And this shift isn't just about wanting to smell different, it's about wanting a fragrance that really resonates with us on a much deeper level, one that's been crafted to reflect our own personal story, our tastes, and our memories. And this is where bespoke perfumery comes into play. It really answers that call for exclusivity and personalization in a world that is flooded with options. A bespoke scent offers something that no off-the-shelf fragrance can. It's a signature that's uniquely yours. It's the difference between wearing a scent that thousands of other people, if not millions of other people, might have, and one that's exclusively crafted for you. Bespoke perfumery also isn't just about the end product, it's about the experience. And the process of creating a custom fragrance is a journey, and it's one that involves exploring different facets of your client's personality. It's about revisiting their memories and even dreaming up the emotions that they want their scent to evoke. It's a collaborative process that can be so rewarding between perfumer and client, where every single choice of accord and material is intentional and aiming to capture the essence of who they are and what they want to convey. So who's in the market for these one-of-a-kind scents? You might be surprised at the diversity of the clientele in bespoke perfumery. It's not just perfume enthusiasts or collectors. The appeal spans much wider than that. So first off, obviously, we've got the individuals. So these are the people who are looking for a scent that tells their story. Maybe it marks a significant life event. Maybe it's a wedding fragrance or something to celebrate the birth of their child, or a loved one's special occasion. Or maybe it simply just fits their skin chemistry like a glove. For many, a bespoke fragrance is a form of self-expression that goes far beyond fashion or style. It's deeply personal. Then there are the corporates. And yep, businesses are getting in on the bespoke action too. Companies often are looking for unique scents for branding purposes. So for creating an ambient environment in their space, or maybe it's an exclusive gift that stands out. A custom fragrance can serve as a really powerful part of a brand's identity, leaving a lasting impression on clients and employees alike. Brands within the beauty and fashion sectors, as well as outside of them, are also commissioning bespoke fragrances. For these clients, having a signature scent is about setting themselves apart in a crowded market. It's a sensory stamp of their brand's essence, whether it's sold as a limited edition product or used in their stores or on their packaging. Lastly, the hospitality industry is increasingly embracing bespoke perfumery. Hotels, spas, and even restaurants are curating their own fragrances to enhance the guest experience. Imagine walking into a hotel and being greeted by a scent that's so unique, it becomes part of your memory of the place. These scents are designed to evoke a sense of comfort, luxury, or even adventure, depending on the establishment's vibe. The motivations behind each group seeking a bespoke fragrance are as varied as the clients themselves. Individuals might be looking for a sense of identity or to commemorate a special occasion. Corporates and brands, on the other hand, are often looking to reinforce their brand identity or to offer something truly special in a world where differentiation can be really hard to come by. And in the hospitality sector, it's all about creating an unforgettable atmosphere that makes guests feel welcomed and cherished. The demand for bespoke fragrances is driven by the desire for distinction, for identity and memorability. Whether it's to stand out, to weave a scent into the fabric of a brand, or to create an inviting atmosphere, bespoke fragrance crosses all boundaries and industries. And it's a fascinating intersection of art, identity and commerce, which really illustrates just how powerful and versatile the sense of smell can be. Now let's dive into the different types of bespoke perfumery. So broadly speaking, we can categorize bespoke fragrances into three types: fully bespoke, semi-bespoke, and tweaks to existing fragrances. So full bespoke is the whole nine yards. So it's a from scratch creation process where every single aspect of the fragrance is tailored to the client's specifications. Now, this option offers the highest degree of personalization, but it also requires the most time and the most investment. So essentially, the client is commissioning a piece of art, a scent that is being created just for them, with every single note and nuance chosen to fit their preferences and their personality. Semi-bespoke is a bit of a middle ground. Here, the process starts with a range of base fragrances or accords that the perfumer has already developed. The client can then select from these options, and the chosen base is refined and adjusted until it matches their vision. This approach still offers a really high degree of personalization, but with a much shorter development time and often at a lower cost. And this is sort of where you can look at pop-up perfume bars in this kind of scenario, where maybe you have different accords and you have different bases that the client can maybe mix and match in a workshop. Think about this. If you already have a business like this, you already have something along those lines, think about where maybe you can add another level of bespoke to that, where maybe you are taking the reins and you can charge them a little bit more, and you can then take those bases and tweak it with your own expertise rather than letting them just mix and match. Obviously, that is going to be a much higher price bracket, but it's going to be a lot more affordable than a fully bespoke fragrance. So lastly, tweaking existing fragrances is exactly what it sounds like. So it's taking a perfume that's already out there, that's already been created, and making a small adjustment to it to better suit the client's taste. Maybe it's just altering the concentration, so maybe making it a little bit stronger, or maybe it's giving it a twist, so adding a note to give it a personal twist. So you can offer this as a option. If you've got a fragrance line already, maybe you can offer a customization service. So this still comes under the bespoke banner. And whilst this offers the least degree of customization, it's still a great way to make a favorite fragrance feel a bit more personal for the client. And each of these options serves completely different needs and preferences, but they all share the same goal: to create a fragrance that's as unique as the person or entity that it's made for. So let's look at some of the main challenges in bespoke perfumery. And these are the things that I want you to really keep in mind. And obviously, we delve more into them in the masterclass. But these are the things that come up mostly for the students that I have in my programs when they're considering bespoke. I've sort of broken it down into three main categories. So that is pricing bespoke fragrances. It's the fragrance development process, so translating the client's desires into a scent. And the third one is really important, which is managing client relationships and really setting clear expectations. So navigating the world of bespoke perfumery brings its own set of challenges. So the pricing and development, managing client relationships, all of these areas require really, really careful consideration to make sure that there is a successful outcome for both you, the perfumer, and for the client, and you don't get into any tricky situations. So pricing bespoke fragrances. Determining the cost of a bespoke fragrance involves more than just tallying up your materials expenses. It's about understanding the value of your work, the complexity of the fragrance, and the market that you're serving. Pricing strategies can vary widely, but they should always account for the time and expertise invested in creating the fragrance, as well as any specific client requests that might require rare or expensive ingredients. Considerations include not only the direct costs, but also the perceived value of the bespoke experience to the client. So if you haven't listened to my previous episode on pricing your perfumes, we do go into a lot more depth there. So go have a listen to that. And I will also dig into it in a little bit more depth a bit later in this episode. So next up is fragrance development. So translating client desires into a fragrance is a really nuanced process. It really does require a deep understanding of scent composition, obviously. So you need to know your stuff, but also the ability to communicate effectively with clients about their preferences and their vision. Developing a bespoke fragrance often involves educating the client on the possibilities and the limitations within perfumery, as well as employing tools like detailed questionnaires to capture their olfactory preferences accurately. The key to minimizing revisions and ensuring satisfaction is a clear, shared language around scent, which can be built through samples, trials, and an ongoing dialogue. So the third thing I want to talk about is managing client relationships. Establishing clear expectations from the outset is really crucial to a smooth bespoke perfume development process. So this involves setting boundaries regarding revisions, production timelines, and payment terms. A well-drafted contract can really serve as a foundation for this relationship, outlining the scope of the project and also any additional costs that might arise from changes along the way. Managing something that we call scope creep and ensuring that both parties have got a mutual understanding of the project's goals and limitations are really essential to avoid misunderstandings and ensure a fulfilling creative process. These challenges, while significant, are part of what makes bespoke perfumery such a rewarding field. The ability to navigate pricing, development, and client relationships with skill and sensitivity not only leads to the creation of beautiful personalized scents, but also to satisfying and enduring professional relationships. So let's dive into pricing strategies for bespoke perfumery. So one of the most common challenges that perfumers face when venturing into the bespoke fragrance market is determining the right price for their creations. So the key to pricing bespoke fragrances lies in a multifaceted approach that takes into account materials, labor, and also market positioning. So the cost of materials is often the most straightforward component to calculate. So obviously this includes the raw ingredients that are used in the fragrance formula, it's the packaging and any other physical components of the final product. Labor costs can be trickier to quantify. So this isn't just about the time spent mixing the ingredients, it's about the consultations, the development of samples, the research, and the iterations required to perfect the scent for the client. Now, a perfumer's expertise and time are really valuable, and the price should reflect the skill and labor invested in creating a bespoke scent. So market positioning, understanding your positioning in the market is crucial. Bespoke perfumery is a luxury service and your price should reflect the quality of your materials, but also your expertise and the exclusivity of the offer. It's also important to know your audience. You know, pricing too high if you are pitching it at a specific clientele might alienate that clientele, but pricing too low can also undervalue your work, make it unsustainable, and sometimes put off a high-end luxury client. So, three strategies. As I said before, we dive into this a bit more deeply in the previous episode about pricing your perfumes. So, you can apply that to whether you are creating bespoke or whether you are creating a product line. But there are three things that you need to take into consideration. So, Cost plus pricing is where you calculate your total costs and you add a markup that reflects your desired profit margin. So this ensures that all your costs are covered and you are compensated for your work. So value-based pricing is where you need to consider the perceived value of your bespoke fragrance to the client. So this can allow for much higher pricing, and this is something that I would definitely ensure that you think about, especially if your fragrance is meeting a unique need or a desire. So we talk about this a lot more in the Bespoke Perfumery Masterclass as well, because there are lots of different variations of bespoke, and sometimes you can be creating for a client and they're just wanting a fragrance for themselves as an individual. You might be creating a bespoke fragrance for a client who wants to then go on and sell it. And the pricing strategies for those things are wildly different. So if you are doing this, I would definitely dig into that program, that course, because, you know, there are lots of things that you need to take into consideration, especially when it comes to people wanting to sell on your creations. And there's loads of other stuff that goes into it. So also, you can do a competitive analysis. You can research what other bespoke perfumers are charging. And this can help you position your pricing in line with the market while ensuring that it reflects your unique offering. So this is a little bit tricky when you're just starting out, because you can, you know, maybe it takes you a bit longer to create a bespoke fragrance than an experienced perfumer. So you can't necessarily always charge out your hourly rate, if you like. You might need to take a little bit of a hit on that when you're starting out, if you're a bit slower. You also might think, well, you know, I'm not as experienced or well known as this particular perfumer who's charging this high ticket. But you also might look at people that are charging next to nothing. So, you know, competitive analysis, I think, is great. But don't necessarily just base your pricing on what other people are doing. You know, there is this saying, in not just in perfumery, in any kind of luxury industry, there is no point in being, you know, the cheapest or the second most expensive. So sometimes you've just got to really, like, you know, pick your category and run with it, and just see what the market says. So in summary, pricing bespoke fragrances is a really complex but crucial part of your business strategy. So it does require a careful balance between, you know, covering your costs, reflecting the value, and also the exclusivity of work, but also understanding the market and your client's expectations too. So let's dive into the fragrance development part and aligning with your client's expectations. So the journey from a client's vision to a final bespoke fragrance is filled with creativity and collaboration. However, one of the key challenges in this process is ensuring that the development of the fragrance accurately reflects the client's desires and expectations. And this involves effective communication. I would suggest the use of questionnaires and also a solid foundation in olfactory education. So both for you as the perfumer and for the client. So let's talk about effective communication. Clear communication forms the backbone of a successful bespoke fragrance development. It's crucial to establish a dialogue where the client feels comfortable sharing their thoughts, their preferences, and the emotions they want the fragrance to evoke. So remember, also, what smells fresh or woody to one person might mean something entirely different to another. So having a common language for discussing scent is really essential. And this might involve educating the client about different scent families, about different notes, and the ways that these can combine to evoke particular moods or memories. So this is something that you really need to be adept at yourself in order to communicate that to the client. Don't expect the client to understand fragrance terminology. You need to build the education of that client into your bespoke consultation process. So a well-designed questionnaire can be a really invaluable tool for gathering detailed information about clients' preferences and expectations. So this might cover their favourite existing fragrances, scents that they dislike as well, memories or places that they associate with certain aromas, and the feelings they wish to evoke with their bespoke scent. This information can provide a solid foundation for the fragrance development process, offering insights into the client's olfactory preferences and really helping to guide the selection for you of ingredients and different scent profiles. So educating the clients about the complexity of scent and the art of perfumery can really enhance your development process too. So this might involve just simple explanations of how different notes work together, the importance of scent evolution over time, so from top notes to base notes, for example, and even the limitations of certain ingredients. So helping a client understand these aspects can really help to align their expectations and make the revision process a little bit more efficient and focused. So, talking of revisions, the goal of these consultation strategies that you have is to minimize the number of revisions needed by aligning your creation process as closely as possible with the client's vision from the outset. So, this not only makes the process a lot more enjoyable for both parties, so you know, it avoids getting into a frustrating back and forth where neither of you are on the same page, but it's also more cost effective and obviously more time efficient for you. It's about getting it right earlier in the development phase, reducing the need for back and forth adjustments. So spending time on that initial consultation and really educating the client is going to save you loads of work in the long run. So, couple of techniques for success. So start with broad concepts and gradually narrow down to specifics just through conversation and maybe even through samples. Provide the clients with a range of scent samples at the outset to articulate what they do and don't like. So this gives them tangible references for discussion. And so often you can, you know, this is easier to do face to face, obviously, but you can also do this online, but it would need you to send out samples to the client. You can also use visual or thematic mood boards alongside scent samples to help the client communicate their preferences more effectively. I love a mind map. If you've listened to any of my previous masterclasses or my previous episodes where I've talked about creating a scent story, a mood board is great for some clients, but also mind mapping as well. That can really, really be an effective tool to help get you both on the same page. And by focusing on these areas, it will help you to navigate the complexities of translating clients' desires into a tangible scent, ensuring the final bespoke fragrance is as close as possible to the client's initial vision. So this process not only results in a satisfied client, but it also enriches your skills too and understanding of the nuanced world of fragrance creation. The final thing I want to briefly cover today before we wrap up is managing client relationships. So establishing boundaries and contracts. So this is obviously something that I dig into the Bespoke Perfumery Masterclass, but this can be a big challenge, and this is where I see a lot of people fall down. So this revolves around managing your client relationship effectively. So this aspect is crucial, not only for the smooth execution of a project, but it's also about maintaining your professional integrity and ensuring your client satisfaction. So establishing clear boundaries and having comprehensive contracts in place is so essential to navigate this challenge. So let's talk about boundaries. Setting clear boundaries from the beginning helps to manage your client's expectations regarding what your service includes, the timeline for the project, the number of revisions or consultations provided, the scope of works. This is so important to communicate these boundaries clearly and confidently, and this really sets a professional tone and it ensures that both parties are on the same page regarding the process and the deliverables. So a well-drafted contract really is the foundation of a good client-perfumer relationship in bespoke perfumery. The contract should detail every single aspect of the project, including the creation process and timeline, the costs and the payment schedule, the scope of work, including the number of samples, revisions, and the criteria for final approval. Also, intellectual property rights concerning the fragrance formulation. This is something that's so, so important. Like, who owns that final formulation? Is it the client? Is it you as the perfumer? Provisions for scope changes or additional requests that might impact your original agreement. Having everything in writing not only provides legal protection for both parties, but it also serves as a reference point should any disputes or misunderstandings arise. And ask me how I know. So managing the creative process. So this can sometimes be challenging, especially with clients who might have evolving preferences, shall we say, or who find it difficult to articulate what they really are looking for. And it's vital to remain flexible yet firm, guiding the client back to the original brief and the contract terms where necessary. So regular updates and check-ins can also help keep the project on track and also build trust between you, the perfumer, and the client. Something called scope creep can occur when a project expands beyond its original boundaries, often due to additional client requests or revisions that have not been accounted for in the initial agreement. So whilst some flexibility is obviously necessary, unchecked scope creep can lead to project delays, increased costs, and frustration on both sides. So addressing any requests for additional work by referring back to the contract and discussing the implications for timeline and cost can really help you to manage scope creep a lot more effectively. So be upfront and transparent about what your service includes and any limitations. Use comprehensive contracts that clearly outline all project details and contingencies. Communicate regularly with your client to keep them informed and engaged throughout the process. And be prepared to educate your clients on the bespoke process, helping them to understand the value of the work and also the reasoning behind certain decisions or limitations. So as an example here, you know, you might have a client that says, oh, I only want you to use natural materials, yet their scent preferences are for things that are impossible to create with naturals alone. It's about educating that client and really sharing the limitations of what you can and can't do within what they're actually asking for. This is so, so important. So managing a client relationship in bespoke perfumery not only ensures that your project will flow much more smoothly, but it also builds your reputation as a professional and reliable perfumer too. There's nothing worse than having a client who, you know, gives you a bad review or badmouths you just because they haven't really understood the limitations of what you can provide. So establishing clear boundaries, using detailed contracts, and really managing the creative process effectively will create a positive experience for your clients and also pave the way for future collaborations too. So as we wrap up today, I do hope that this has given you some food for thought. Bespoke perfumery really does offer a really rich field of growth, creativity, and personal connection. And it's a journey that demands a really deep understanding of fragrance creation, but it is really rewarding for both the creator and the client. We're ending up with something that is really unique and personal. And so I really encourage you, even if you are just starting out, to really explore bespoke perfumery. So whether you are a seasoned, experienced perfumer and you're wanting to add something a bit more high end to your product line or your offering, or you are just starting out and you're thinking, okay, how can I do this without a huge outlay of money, of producing a whole fragrance line, think about that one first fragrance. You know, maybe it's not even something you charge a lot of money for. Maybe it's something that you create for a friend or a family member. Really embrace the challenges, learn from your mistakes, and really celebrate your victories too. And I am here to support you on your journey. And I, as always, thank you for listening. I love to hear your thoughts, your questions, your experiences. You can always drop me an email or message me on social media. And don't hesitate to reach out. And if you've got any other topics that you would love me to cover, I will. So until next time, keep making perfume, get in that studio, and think about bespoke. See you next time.